Afghan factions met in Germany today to seek an agreement on the country's future. Back in Afghanistan, fighting continued between Taliban forces and their opponents around the southern city of Kandahar. U.S. planes also made heavy bombing raids on the city, the Taliban's only remaining stronghold. And in Mazar-e Sharif, where hundreds of Taliban fighters were killed in the violent quelling of a prison revolt a week ago, more than 80 Taliban fighters have emerged alive from the prison ruins. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is in Mazar-e Sharif. Lawrence, how much of a surprise was the survival of these prisoners?
Well, I think it's nothing less than a shock. This is a fortress which had been subjected to just incredible bombing and shelling over the course of 3 or 4 days last week. And indeed, when we visited the fortress in the middle of last week, we were told by Northern Alliance officials that they thought perhaps there might be 2 or 3 or perhaps as many as 10 of these prisoners who could have survived somehow deep in the basements. And it's a very, very large complex. It's a 19th century fortress which was built so that forces could actually hold out in these basements for as long as a year with food. I mean, this is a medieval type structure. But I don't think anyone had any idea that such a large force of people could have been holed up in those basements.
Well, if they could have survived down there for a while, then why'd they come out at all?
Well, they said they were very cold, they'd run out of food, they were frightened. And apparently the flooding of these basements by the Northern Alliance made them very uncomfortable, and they felt they had little choice but to come out.
What kind of shape were they in?
Well, amazingly enough, a lot of them were in good enough shape to walk out under their own power. They were disoriented. Many of them were very dirty. Now, 18 of them did have very serious injuries, deep wounds. Many of them had limbs blown off. There was one man, apparently, who had most of his face blown off. So some of the injuries were very serious, and they were in fact later put into wagons and taken away from the fortress complex after Red Cross people had administered first aid and given them water and food and what have you.
So what's going to happen to them now?
Well, they've been taken to the same complex, which is about a two-hour drive from here, 2 hours to the west, where there are apparently as many as 3,500 Taliban prisoners being kept by the Northern Alliance. And they've been taken out there in addition to the 18 who were in very serious condition, who had very serious life-threatening injuries. So we don't really know what's going to happen to them. One would assume that they would go and undergo the same sort of interrogation as other Taliban prisoners undergo here. But we don't have any idea if, for instance, the 18 who have serious injuries are going to get the medical attention they need.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Mazar-e Sharif, Afghanistan. Thank you, Lawrence.
Thank you.